Shalom Aleichem, Swedish friends. This year should be a special schus. L'refuas Rav David Henoch Mordechai Ben Frieda Simcha for Shleim B'Sar Shal Chole Yisrael and for Rav Ram Ezra Ben Elka and for Rav Adiel Ben Atida Edit for Atida Edit Batsita Rachel. All of them should have bracha v'atzlach v'chom ha'seidem and brios ha'shleima. We're learning b'siyata d'shmaya igrot ha'ra'aya. I hope to start a series, Letters of the Rav Zatzal. Such interesting and insightful and enlightening letters of the Rav. This is a letter he wrote from Ir HaKodesh Yafo in Iyar of Tofresh Samech Ches, so we're dating ourselves Leminyanim to 1908, and he writes Lechod Yedidi HaRav Agon HaChocham HaNizgav Marina Rav Shmuel Alexandrov Shalom Ubracha Mikodesh. So he writes to Rabbi Shmuel Alexandrov, who is a very fascinating person, and he calls him a Chacham HaNizgav, which is a very honorific title. He says, Shalom Ubracha, Mikodesh, from the Holy, from Eretz Yisrael. And Alexandrov was a Volozhiner Talmud who had quite unique views on Yiddishkeit, Torah, and how to be Makar of the young people. They have a biography about him on Wikipedia. It's also an interesting article in the journal Dat that comes out from Bar Ilan by Ehud Luz, who's a well-known Israeli professor of Jewish studies. And he summarizes the opinions of Rabbi Alexandrov. So Rabbi Alexandrov never really made it to the mainstream, and almost nobody heard of him. But thanks to him, we have a fascinating correspondence with Marina Rav Zatzal. So let's hear what the Rav has to say. This is an Igeres Kuf Mem in Chelek Aleph. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu should give us the koach and the moach and the simchas chayim to learn many letters together. זמן הגון עבר מעת קיבלתי את מכתבו הנכבד ולא מצאה ידי להשיב כראוי ממניעות שונות ואיתו הסליחה. A long time has passed since I received your honorable letter and I didn't have time to answer. There were various things stopping me and I'm sorry. People get emails sometimes from people they know, from friends, and or text or whatever, and they just ignore them completely. So the Rav understands if somebody turns to you to ask you a question, you answer. So for not answering quickly, I'm very sorry, says the Rav. גם אתה לא יודע אם יעלה בידי לברר את המושגים החוצצים בינינו, עד אשר נוכל בבטחה להעתיק מעניין אל עניין ולא להשתקע בפולימיקה שאין לה סוף בעניין אחד החוזר חלילה. He said, I don't even know now, I'm going to write you this letter. I don't know if we're able to be clarify those issues that are separating between us, and that we can go from issue to issue and not just end up in a polemic that goes in a circle and never ends. You know those arguments, those circular arguments? מקום כל אני מוכרח לדבר כפי היכולת גם בעניין זה שכבר כל כך רבו עליו הדברים ממי שקדמונו וממנו. So I have to talk about this, so let's talk. כבודו מרים על נס על את ביטול המצוות של לעתיד לבוא. Alexandra felt that we're already possibly in the tkufa, that things have changed, and I don't know if Lemaisa he thinks we should be mevatel mitzvos legamrei, but it seems from this letter that I didn't read the Rabbi Alexandra's books inside. I just saw this letter and the article of Luz, but it would seem that he felt that there's a tzad to say that, like the Gemara says, that l'asid lavo, the mitzvahs are going to be nullified, and we're already there. So you love this idea, says the Rav to Alexandra, of bittul mitzvahs l'asid lavo. ומשמע מדבריו שאני חולק על יסוד זה משום שאני יותר נוטה למאן דאמר אין מצוות בטלות לעתיד לבוא. And you understand that I reject this view of in the Gemara. It's a Gemara. Nida samach aleph amid beis that mitzvahs betelos lasid lavo, and I don't like that view. So I hold like the view of mitzvahs ain mitzvahs betelos lasid lavo. Lochein yedidi, b'zeh kamo b'chol ha'machlokot Yitzdak me'od elu ve'elu divrei elokim chayim. No. It's a mistake. Like in every machlokas, it's correct to say these and these are the words of the living God. So I'm not paskinling one of the two views. They're both correct.
הנו כולנו מבחינים שאותו המרחב של העתיד לבוא הוא כל כך בלתי מוגבל, כל כך רחב ומקיף, עד שאין המקום צר להכניס בו שתי הדעות זו אחר זו. יש לעתיד לבוא שאין מצוות בטלות בו, ויש לעתיד לבוא שמצוות בטלות בו. ועל החפצים להיות מעיינים בתלמודה של האמונה בכל טהרה, גובהה והרחבתה, החובה מוטלת על רק להגביל יפה את התנאים, הסימנים והגדרים, המגבילים את שני מיני לעתיד לבוא אלו, ולהבין בשכל מפותח ומיושב איך הדברים מתאימים לכל אחד לפי ערכו.
So we understand that L'Asid Lavo is so limitless, so broad, so vast, so there's no... it is not too narrow for both views to be right. Which means, so now the Rav says, how it's Eilu Ve'Eilu Divrei Elokim Chayim. Yesh L'Asid Lavo She'ein Mitzvos Betelos Bo. There's going to be a period in the future that mitzvahs are not going to be nullified, and then there's going to be a period in the future where mitzvahs are going to be nullified. And then you have to try to figure out what each period is.
עיקר הדבר, מה שאני מוצא חובה חיוב להבליט במכתבי לכבודו, הוא על מה שנראים דבריו לפעמים, כאילו הוא דוחק את הקץ של אותו לעתיד לבוא הרחוק שמצאות בטלות בו, למיתו דווקא בתקופה שלנו.
So it seems, sometimes, that you already want to apply this klal of mitzvahs betelos lasid lavo to our world today. You already want to be dochek as hakeitz. You want it to be now. Of course in the future both views are right. But now already, התקופה שלנו מלאה שברון והתמוטטות. Our period is filled with destruction. With crumbling.
שצריכה בניין ממשי ואימוץ מעשי דווקא.
No, this is not the abstract world of mitzvahs betelos lasid lavo. This world needs a binyan mamashi. This world needs a concrete building. And imutz ma'asi. We need to adopt practical things.
Al ze ani cholek v'ruy ledati shekol yashar lev yasur misvara zo. Shedugmata reinu kvar betkufot shonot. Lachlit shekvar ala olam b'musaro. Ad sheinenu tzarich ha'od lashum tzeruf lashum adracha shel emuna. ושל חיוב של מסורת והסכמה מאיזה צד שיהיה, בין ממקורות עליונים נבואיים רוחניים, בין ממקורות לאומיים חברותיים מעשיים, בשעה שאין לנו איזה שום אות ומופת ואיננו רואים ממש ההפך, זאת היא פשוט טעות בחשבון של תקופות רבות מאוד.
He said, I very strongly disagree with this notion that already in our time, the mitzvahs should be cancelled out. And anybody who has a yashar lev, anybody who has an honest heart, has to remove themselves from this idea, from this notion. That we've already seen this in the past, that people say, you don't have to keep mitzvahs anymore, you don't have to purify yourselves anymore, you don't need hadjiracha, you don't need mitzvah tarach, chas shalom, we're not there yet.
והטעות הזו, לחשוב את העולם מתוקן, בשעה שהוא עדיין מלא סיגים, הצריכים לצירוף, וצירוף אחר צירוף. עלה לנו בשכר לימוד הרבה. בכמה תקופות כבר יראה דבר שיחידי סגולה שיהיו באמת בעלי מוסר נעלים דנו מעצמם על כל העולם, או מנקודה מהירה אחת באיזה זמן של התרוממות באומה, על המצב התמידי, ורצו בשביל כך להחיש את הקץ, לבטל את החיובים הקבועים במעשה ובמסורת, במידה ובמשקל לפי הערך הנקצב של מצדי עולם. אבל תמיד נגלתם טעות על ידי מחאובים רבים, ועולם שב לסובב על מעגלו, והתולדה המעשית והרוחנית שבה למהלכה הרגיל.
לקבץ על יד חוסן ויקר על ידי שמירת מנהגים ומסורת אמונה ומצוות, לעלות דווקא על ידי מלאך איתי זה אל נקודת פיתוח יותר גבוהה.
This mistake to think that the world is already fixed when the world is filled with sigim, it's filled with dross, it's filled with things that need purity and purity again after purity.
To think the world is already pure, we've already seen this in various kufas. The Yechidei school of thought this, they wanted the end to be already, but it's not there. You see in Svarim about various Nodav and Aviyu, other people, they said, yeah, the end is here already. They want to bring Lasid Lavo. Do your own thing. They call it in academic English antinomian ideas. Not following the law. They say, oh, Rav Kook was an antinomian. Rav Kook, if you read his tshuvas, you see a man who's very careful about halacha and his lifestyle. You read his biographies. So he did have some ideas, he writes about going above the law, but not practically speaking. Chas v'shalom, that's already... We have movements like that. I wouldn't say reform or conservative, because they're not abrogating the law because they think we're already lost at level. They're just abrogating the law because they don't, for whatever reasons, they're doing it, various reasons. But we're talking about people who want to abrogate the law because they think we're already in the futuristic period of Mitzvah Patel Selassid Lavo. Says the Rav, no! And then we made that mistake and then we had to go back to following the mitzvahs. And it's a talichiti. It's a slow process. And therefore these Yechidei school, they look at the world through their own rose-colored glasses. They're making a mistake. Because the world still needs a huge tikkun. Mamshich harav, hasechel hamiyushav yored dafka acheret. Lo dai she'ein ladum et kol olam kulo ba'otah emet, amat hamida shel yechidei hasgula, sheyuchal leiyot shenetalu mitoch hachiyuvim hakvuim. Ad lemarom hamusar hapnimi hana'ale, ve'et kol hazmanim al pi eze zman miyuchad, hamukhshar biyoter. להתעלות נפשית אלא עבר שראוי לדעת תמיד שהפרט אף מישהו מתעלם מקום קום קשור באלפי קשרים אל הכלל וכל אותן המחלות המוסריות השולטות בדרך קביעות וזרם מהיר בכלל יכולות הן לשלוט גם כן בו באיזה מידה והזמן המאושר גם בעודו בחוסנו עלול למפגע מכל זרם חיים של מהלך הזמנים הקבועים לפניו ואחריו ועל כן ראוי לעולם שלא להיות קופץ להירוס הזמנים והקבועים לירוס ולהקלשת חיובים קבועים אפילו ביחס ליחידים המעולים זמנים עוברים מאושרים even those yichidei sgula they have to remember they're connected to the cloud those special people and the cloud ain't ready yet and what you do affects the cloud and what the cloud does affects you we're all interconnected and yeah you might be there but we're not there yet kim lisbol be'ahava klalit et ha'olam v'lamutz mehem tal shel chayim limei hatova we have to take with general love the world and to squeeze out from them this dew of life for the days of good asher bo yavo bevo itam ve'et asher ha'or kol kach yeh malei umazhir ad shelo yipol al zeh safek im kvar ba zman ha'meushar o lo when is the time going to come the answer is we will know then we'll know But in the meantime, we cannot in any way destroy or weaken our obligations to keep the mitzvahs. Ad shekol tavnit hachayim kula b'chitzoniyuta u'b'fnimiyuta ta'id hine ze hayom shekivinu ba ve'aretz v'chol tzeatzea ta'ate gil v'shira But then, the whole shape of the world, the whole form of the world and its inner life and outer life is going to testify. The day has come that we waited for. And the earth and all of its descendants will be filled, enveloped in joy and song. אבל כל זמן שהרע מרובה על הטוב והחושך על האור על כל צופה באמת החובה מוטלת להזהיר את העם ואת הסגולות בכל דרכי אורה ושכל
לאהבת המצוות הקבועות והחיובים המקיפים את כל הכלל, חיובי המוסר הכלליים המקיפים את כל האנושיות, וחיובי האומה הפרטיים מקוטנם ועד גודלם, כדי לבוא על ידם אל האגד השלם הלאומי, שיוכל להאיר בקרבו ביותר אור הפנימי של המוסר החופשי והעליון, אשר אותו אנו מבקשים. So in the meantime, we have an obligation to warn the nation, our very special nation, with all ways of light and logic, to love the said mitzvahs and obligations that encompass the entire community, the general ethical obligations that encompass all of mankind, and our specific obligations as a nation, from young to old, in order to come through them to the Eged HaShalem HaLeumi, to the complete national unity that will shine within it the light of the highest level of Musar that we seek out. ואותם הניסיונות שעשו בני אהרון ואחר כך באופנים האחרים האלכסנדרונים ובפנים נפולים ושקועים בעומק הרשע השבתאיים שראינו את פריים, יהיו לנו למורי דרך להיות יודעים מהי אחריתיותה של המהירות. בני אהרון ונדב ונביאו, who wanted to hasten the geula, they did their own thing. And then the footnote, he cites the Sifra and Shemini, Parsha Chof Gimel. Zvachim Kuftes Amid Beis, Rashi Dibur Maschil, Vahayinu Zorah Chelek Aleph Ayin Gimel, Shara Psukim in Parsha Shemini. They want to be Memar the Kates? No. Takes time. And the Alexandronim, there the Rabbi's Mafneh to his letter in page Kuf Lamed Hey, maybe we'll learn that together. And then in the worst way, what the Shabtite Sphinx, and we saw their fruit, that they ended up converting to Islam, terrible things occurred, came out from that. That will be a light, a candle, as a guide to know what is the responsibility, what is going to happen if we do things too fast, too speedily. Lat lat. So if cooks you so, that the geula is kima kima, like the Yerushalmi says. Famous Maisa, there are these Breslover in Gehenim, and he screams out, Rabbeinu, Rabbeinu, Atzilu, Atzilu, save me. So they say that Rabbi Nachman, anyone has payas, he's going to take them out by their payas. So Rabbi Nachman comes down, grabs the guy's payas, and pulls him out of Gehenna. And then a Rav Kuknik, a Merkaznik, is in Gehenna. He screams, Rabbeinu, Rabbeinu, Atzilu, save me. And Rav Kuk says, Kima, Kima, little by little. That's the Mahalach, Kima, Kima. And then the Lubavitcher says, Rebbe, Rebbe, save me. And the Rebbe comes down, he says, tell me, are there any other Lubavitchers there? He says, I don't see any. He says, okay, you be my shliach in Gehenna. Kvodo motze simanim l'anarchism ha-liberali ha-musari b'yadut. You, honorable one, find signs of anarchy, liberal, ethical anarchy. In other words, this anarchy that's supposed to bring to a better world. You find that in Yiddishkeit. Tov. Kol ha-rayonot efshar l'mso b'mekol shel emet. You want to have ideas? Torah's emes. So you're going to have all the ideas in Torah. V'emet yevshar shetiyeh chelkit. Ha-emet muchrachat la'akif et ha-kol. Aval skulatai shetiyeh mehapechet et ha-kol le'ora ha-amiti ha-meir. But truth can't be partial. It has to be all-encompassing. But what truth does is it transforms everything to the greatest, most shining light. Lo rak ha-anarchism ha-ratsuf b'liberaliut yimtza lo makor b'yahadut b'or Yisrael ki gam ha-anarchism ha-gashmi ha-individuali gam ken. Not only Will the liberal anarchy find its place in Yiddishkeit when the light of Israel, but also the Gashmiistic anarchism, the individual, what we have today, postmodern era? Rav Kook is writing to the postmodern era. Is that normal or what? Rav Kook is writing to 110 years later, 111 years ago, this 111 years ago. And he's saying this anarchism, Gashmi, individuality, the me generation, the selfie generation. There's room for that also in Yiddishkeit. Aval gam hu yitar bevo'el gvul ha-to'ar. But that also has to be purified. It's a beautiful shtickle about Yosef and his brothers and about Kina, finding the good in Kina and wanting to be the best for yourself. It's also a tzad like that. But it has to be purified. That was what Mitzrayim was about. Bishvil Sela, Bishvil, this technicolor coat. Milas Shnei Slime, that was worth two Selas. The Yerodva was saying in Mitzrayim. So the Gemara says in Shabbos, and the Rav explains beautifully there in the Einaya. So everything is going to be purified. The liberal, ethical anarchism, anarchy, the material, individual anarchy, everything's going to be purified. Hakara yona shel achdut kshi mitbodedet be'elyoniyuta ki muchrachat leotzi mishpat shekol haprotzes shel pratim hu rak dimayon kozev kotzer chug haraot. Haivrim shelanu yachad hinam kshurim bekesher organi. Al ken kshechad nelka kulam margishim. All of our limbs are connected. When one hit gets hit, everybody feels it. We have this achdus, this overlying unity in creation. And the whole process of details is just a false imagination. It's an optical illusion. Really, we're all interconnected. All the details are connected to the greater whole. You got to connect all the dots. ובכן יש לנו אהבה עצמית אנרכית חלקית שגם היא מופשטת לסעיפיה אור בעד אור על ידי אותם הצינורות המוליכים את ההרגשה מאחד לחברו. ייחוסים כאלו אינם נמצאים במובן רוחני וניסיוני בקישור של נפשות או אהבות שמהם נוסדה המשפחה, עד אשר אם רק לא יהיה קשה לנו להשתחרר מן ההרגל, לא ניתן ערך רב להבדל נמצא בין אותה הרגשה המתפשטת לעונג ולצער מעבר למשנה ומהבן אל האב ומהאהוב לאהובה. We have this self-love, which is also a bit of anarchy. But then, as he quotes the pasuk in Yov Beis Dalet, or ba'ad or, skin for skin, we feel each other also. We have ava atzmis, but our atzmius is unified, it's united, we're all one. And that's what a family is all about. And therefore, if we would allow it, the same feeling we have from limb to limb, in other words, when a person is suffering in one limb, he feels it in his whole body. His whole body is aware of the suffering. Person has a headache, it's not like, yeah, it's great, every other organ in my body is fine. They're not separate. It's one organism. So since this is one organism, so you're feeling it in your whole organism. So we shouldn't distinguish between that and a son to a father. That a father feels the son as if it's his own organs. ומאהוב לאהובה. And for the one beloved to his wife, and vice versa, that they feel each other. So these tsinorot, these pipelines go from person to person. Yeah, we're all connected. So you have this Ava Atzmis, but then it expands to other people. כשהצינורות מתרחבים ביותר, נעשות ההרגשות יותר זורמות ויותר מוחשות ובולטות. And when these pipelines expand, then the feelings flow more. They're more felt. They're more emphasized. כשהאורגן הלאומי הוא במילואו ושלמותו, when the national organism is in its completion, in its wholeness, מתארג גם הוא בדוגמה של משפחה. This also becomes woven into an example of family. ההתפתחות צריכה רק להרחיב את הצינורות. This development has to just expand this development that he talks about later in the letter. Judaism develops. What does that mean? So the development is that we should expand these tsinoros. והאחדות האינדיבידואלית מתרחבת עד גבול הלאום. מהלאום עד לאנושיות רק צעד. So you have this individualism that expands then to the family, friends, then to the nation, and to the nation, to the Jewish nation, to all of mankind. And then from all of mankind to all of living kind, to all living beings. לכל החי, מהתעניינות במילויו של כדור אחד עד כדי התעניינות הפנימית והרצינית למלוא המציאות בכל רוחבו. איננו כי מהלך, מהלך אומנם רחוק, אבל הנצח איננו צריך לחיפזון. והדבר הולך ובא עד כדי התעלות אינדיבידואלית של כל היקום. אם כן, אין לנו צורך כי אם באנרכיה, באהבה עצמית רבה וגדולה, כבירה ומפותחת. אבל הדברים המובילים לה הינה רוחות החיים הנובעים ממקור האחדות של יחיד חי העולמים, שהיא היהדות. וכשניצוצות גבוהים כאלו נופלים למטה, הם יורדים ושוקעים, שוקעים בעמק הרפש של החיים. הם הנפילים אשר מעולם, הם בזוהר בראשית למצאים. על כן מעלינו לשנן כי יהדות עוצרת את כל במובן היותר רחב ויותר טוב, אבל היא מדרכת למעשה על בדרכי המיוחדים לה, החיים וקיימים לנו ולבנינו, אשר בהיבקע אורם הפנימי לא נהיה עוד צריכים לחקר דבר. כי אם לילה כיום יאיר לנו, וכאור בוקר יזרח שמש. Again, במאמר למהלך האידאות בישראל בפרק ה'. So yeah, we need anarchy. We need to love ourselves. And that needs to develop to loving everybody. And the way to get there is through Yiddishkeit. And when it goes low, these are the Nefilim, Asher Hayu Me'olam. It goes very, very low. And he refers to a Kabbalistic concept based on the Pasuk. And Noach. And we have to remind ourselves and repeat that Torah, Judaism, has everything in it. All the good, but it has its own drachim that are for us forever. And then one day there's going to be this great light, and then we're going to realize, okay, this is the new time now. Maybe mitzvahs betelos, but we're not there yet. But at that time, it's going to be laila kiyom yair, like the Navi says, the night is going to shine like the day. That's amazing. It's so beautiful. There's a historical process. It takes time. We're all interconnected. Lat lat. Kima kima. And b'karv mamish, the day is going to come. When Mashiach comes. And then we're going to have a tkufa eventually of mitzvahs b'telos lasid level. But we're certainly not there yet. The way to get there is by keeping the mitzvahs. Every prat. Every sifkat in the Mishnah Berurah. Or in the Rav Svarim, or Rech Mishpat, as was coin, and Das coin. Ah. So,
The Rav continues in this letter. It says a lot more, and obviously there are numerous volumes of letters. So I hope that we're able to continue in the next shir, learn more b'siyata d'shmaya. Lilmod u'lamid l'shem v'las, l'kaimus kol v'yisam t'ras v'yahava. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.